Please join me in Psalm 34, page 769 and 770. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together. I sought the Lord who answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed. The poor cried out, and the Lord heard and saved them of all their troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them. O taste and see the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God. O fear the Lord, you his holy ones, for those who fear God have no want. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Which of you desires life and covets many days to enjoy good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteousness. The ears of the Lord hear their cry. The faith of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off remnants of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out from all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them. The Lord keeps all their bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants, and those who take refuge in God will be condemned.
Our second reading is a little different from the way we normally do, and that is because we're going, actually the remaining three messages come from the New Testament, and we'll go to a book that we don't often go to, and that is the book of Revelation. Let us turn to Revelation 7, verses 9 through 17. And you can find this in your pew Bible on page 235 of the New Testament. As you hear this description of John, the description of his vision, if you take a look at your bulletin cover, the question is whether you believe that's a fair description, a visual description of what John is describing. That is the intention of the artist from the Greek Orthodox Church. So take a look at that and hear these words. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all the tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, singing, "Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson today comes from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. It can be found on page 225 in your Pew Bible's New Testament. Hear these words. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed. What we do know is this. When He is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves, just as He is pure. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Well, let us turn now to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to Matthew. This, I hope, is much more familiar, perhaps, than some of the other readings this morning. It is known as the Beatitudes, and it is Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. I would encourage you to follow along, and it's on page 4 of the New Testament in the Pew Bible. I hope you can find it in your own Bible if you brought yours, and that's a good thing, too. Hear these words. When Jesus saw the crowds, He went up the mountain, and after He sat down, His disciples came to Him. Then He began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You know, I kind of toyed with the idea of introducing today by telling you that today was All Saints Sunday. But then I thought I'd let Scripture speak for itself and see if you could puzzle it out a bit. Clearly, as our youth mentioned, Monday was Halloween, or in other words, All Hallows Eve, followed on Tuesday by All Saints Day. This is also known as Dia de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead, in Mexico. But today, we celebrate All Saints Sunday. And if you turn to the United Methodist Book of Worship, you find a good explanation, because I don't think, necessarily, that All Saints Day is a common understanding for most Christian people. Well, All Saints, November 1st, or the first Sunday in November, is a day of remembrance for the saints, with the New Testament meaning of all Christian people of every time and place. We celebrate the communion of saints as we remember the dead, both of the Church Universal and of our local congregation. For this reason, the names of persons in the congregation who have died during the past year may be solemnly read as a response to the word. That's what the Book of Worship says. And indeed, ours is an all-inclusive definition of saints. It's not like the Catholic Church, where people are held up. They are canonized, if you will. They are taken through a process in order to be deemed saints. For us, saints are every Christian person who has ever lived. Well, Monday, as I was reading the scriptures for this All Saints Sunday, I remembered that our Morris family Bible sits in a closet in our bedroom. When I was in college, my parents moved out of their house, the house that I was born in, so my dad sent to me the family Bible. All Saints Day seemed like the perfect time for me to unwrap this treasure, and so I did. Well, I was going to bring it in, but I thought it might not be secure because it is an old, old leather Bible. And if you open it up very gingerly on the front page, the front piece, there's an inscription that reads in beautiful pen and ink. It says, "Given to W.T. Morris by his uncle Apollos Morris, A.D. 1838. Well, if you open that front cover, there's a folded piece of paper. And on the front of this paper, it turns out it's a printed floor plan of the chapel at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire. Well, if you know my family, you recognize that my grandfather, William Clement Morris, was a schoolmaster at this private New England boarding school. My father, William Thomas Morris, grew up at St. Paul's School, and he also attended there as well. On the other side of that paper, in my grandfather's wavering handwriting, is the family tree of the Morris family. The first name at the very top of the family tree is Reverend Charles Morris, born in 1650 in Wales. I guess I'm assuming that he was part of the Church of England, but I don't know that. But it turns out that the clergy runs deep in our family. Well, his son, who is also named Charles, was born in 1675, and he married Esther Rainsthorpe of Boston in 1699. Well, what that tells you is that there have been Morrises in my family in this country since at least 1699, well before we were the United States of America. Well, the first William Morris that I could find was born in 1752. And since that time, there's been an unbroken line of William Morrises extending right up to me, William Robert Morris, and my son, William Zachariah Morris. Well, the point of all that is that it was an amazing thing for me to consider all the saints that have gone before me in the Morris family. People who were born at different times and different places in the past, people who grew up, who went to school, who learned about God and Jesus Christ, who got married, who had children, who tried to make a difference in their world, and people who finally died and went to their rest. But I want you also to think back in your family to all the people who have preceded you over the many years. Many people, many generations, many worldviews, but one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Maybe this is what comes to your mind when you hear that passage from Revelation. Maybe the painting on the front of the bulletin is not exactly how you see it, because that was John's vision, the revelation of Jesus Christ to John, of what it would be like at the end of time if he was standing in God's throne room. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne, and to the Lamb." Christian people from all times and from all places can look forward to this experience of glorious resurrection when all of the saints will be together again to live in eternity with Jesus. John describes it in wonderful descriptive terms. "For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship Him day and night within His temple, and the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. This will be the glorious completion of God's plan when the kingdom of heaven comes to full fruition. I believe that we can take great comfort in this promise that we will all be together again with all of those whom we have ever loved and whom we have lost. Listen again to these words that I often read at funerals. See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we will be has not yet been revealed, but what we know is this: when Jesus is revealed, we will be like Him, for we will see Him as He is. And all who have this hope in Him purify themselves just as Jesus is pure. Today, on this All Saints Sunday, let us now take a moment of reflection and prayer to remember those members of our congregation and friends, family members who have died in this year past. I will slowly read their names, and I'll ask you to be in prayer through the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Charlie Kern. Cookie Baker. Betty Berry. Larry Cantor. Doris Baker. Eleanor Rowe. Lila Mae Weisenhorn. Bob Ross. Take a moment to remember also your family members or friends who died this past year. For all of these, dear God, we give you thanks and praise and wish them well. Amen. As we remember those whom we have loved and lost, there may well be sadness. Let each of us remember that despite our loss, those who have died are now with God. I pray that you may find joy in hope in God's promise of salvation and resurrection. But my sisters and brothers, life and faith move onward. Listen to these words of Paul to the Hebrews. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken His seat at the right hand of the throne of God. May God bless you and all the saints. Amen.